Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Wednesday of the 32nd week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Barbara Kane. Sister Barbara lives in Great Bend, Kansas, and the title of her preaching today is The Bonus of Gratitude.
On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 lepers approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, Jesus said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, "Were not 10 made clean? But the other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then Jesus said to him, "Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." At the last house meeting in our mother house in Great Bend, I used a prayer called an alphabet of gratitude to start the meeting. The sisters were asked to write a person, place, or thing for which they were grateful that began with a letter of the alphabet. There were lots of earths, gods, and graces, as you can imagine, as the sisters started naming the things and people they were grateful for. The excitement and joy built up, and laughter bubbled to the surface. It was a life-giving experience. As I reflected on today's readings and remembered this experience, it seemed to me that gratitude resulted in a bonus from God, the gift of joy. In today's gospel, Jesus cures the lepers. Only one returns. Can you blame the other 9 lepers? Jesus did say to go show themselves to the priests. Only approval of the priests would allow them to resume or begin their public lives. Only approval would allow them to go back to their families. And only approval would allow them to return to the temple to worship. Wouldn't you be tempted to go to the priest first? But the one who returned, who prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, this man received a bonus. He's not only clean, but he's well. Complete wellness that we might very well consider to be salvation. A bonus always comes as a result of gratitude. Now, gratitude isn't always about joy and good times. During one particularly challenging ministry, I had to force myself to name 3 things I was grateful for each night. Sometimes it was as basic as, "I saw the sun today." But that gratitude also gave me a bonus, strength to continue on the next day. Paul writes to Titus about God's kindness and generous love, a love that warrants much gratitude. You know, we never earn God's love and mercy. It comes, quote, "not because of any righteous deeds we had done," unquote. It comes strictly as gift. And with this gift, we become heirs to the kingdom and filled with grace. Yep, we get salvation. What bonus do we get from being grateful? A life filled with grace and mercy, strength during times of trouble, and ultimately, salvation.